A mighty move of the spirit is coming to the Treasure Coast. Wednesday, July 23rd through Sunday, July 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center is having our 33rd anniversary celebration, and you can't afford to miss it. The theme is Kingdom Authority. Delivering the Word of God will be Prophet Paula Price.
You're the New World Order. It's you. You're the coming kingdom.
Apostle Joseph Prude.
This shall be the day of healing. And I come to restore. I come to give you my encouragement, that I might answer those prayers that you thought I would not answer.
And of course, our very own Apostle Trevor Banks.
Chains are broken. Yokes are destroyed. Enemies are defeated. Now you start seeing like God wants you to see. You start entering into your purpose.
Don't miss this outpouring of God's power like never before. July 23rd through the 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, the 33rd anniversary celebration. All services will be held at the church, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Come learn how to take your kingdom authority.
I'm going to send a quickening anointing. My word's going to come alive in your spirit. And I'm going to perform what I said.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
I want you to look at somebody. Now we've done some messages. We're still in our series on the real you. And we had a message, what you looking at? Right? Then we had a message, what you talking about? And we had a lot of other messages. This message is, what's your name? Ask somebody, what's your name? Now I want to use the Ebonics now. What's your name? What's your name? Put a little emphasis on it. You know, if you don't know your name or who you are, somebody's going to define you, or something's going to define you. Life doesn't have vacuums. Something will always fill the vacuum. It's important to know what our name is. And it's important what you name your children. Even nicknames. Don't be naming all these little crazy names, and then you wonder why they act crazy. Because you gave them a crazy name. And they just living up to the name you gave them. We don't often understand the significance of names and what impact it has in the spirit dimensions. Because it does. I met a man once in San Francisco. I was driving from L.A. to San Francisco at a young age, and I thought the Lord was sending me to do revival. You know how ambition, you know, you the man in an hour, you preach one time, you the man, you know. I was feeling my oats, and I thought the Lord sent me there. And he sent me there to minister to one person. One person. And in a very unseemly situation. It was on the streets of San Francisco, and a guy was sitting or laying in front of a restaurant. And I don't want to get too graphic, but you know, when the wind would blow toward you, past him, you could, and people were like walking way around him. The urine, I mean, it's just the guy. And the Lord sent me to him. And so I didn't hold my breath. Just went over and, Lord, you got to anoint me. So I went over and started talking to him. And I said, what's your name? And this is what he called himself. He said, my name is Only Wilson. Only Wilson. I thought, wow. Where you get a name like that from? That's how he saw himself. only Wilson, like nobody else saw him as anything. And his life, I won't get again into a lot of that, but I just want to mention that. The Lord dropped it in my spirit. Mention only Wilson, because this is what he started to call himself, because he allowed circumstances in the world and his all the negativity that he experienced to begin to define him. And so he took on a name. Now, understand, names have a lot of, carry a lot of authority and a lot of weight. And it's important how we self-talk. You know, I know when we get together like this, everybody's blessed and highly favored. How about at home? How about on the job amongst the demons? Folk, you know, that always are like sandpaper to you. How about there? Are you still blessed and highly favored? See, most of God's work is not done on a platform. People like to get on platforms and would love to do stuff on a platform and be seen. That no, God's work is done in secret. His work is done in the dark. See, if you're not fashioned and shaped there, the weight of something here will crush you. You'll get prideful. You'll get arrogant. You'll get striving. You'll be ambitious. Then you play right into the hands of the devil. But when God does something to you like Moses in the wilderness, Jesus in the wilderness, you know, God deals with people there first and then brings them out so that they can carry the weight of a mantle. Or you know, you're no longer looking for applause to motivate you or hits or followers. You know, you're not doing it for that. You're doing it for him. If God can single you out, separate you unto himself like that, and work on you in those quiet times. See, a lot of people think delay, you know, or when things are quiet, ain't nothing happening. That's when the most is happening. Because, see, you gotta really come to an understanding in those times of who you are. You know, if all you have is applause and entitlement and all that stuff, you'll never really know who you are, and you'll live for that stuff, and that stuff leads you down a dead-end street. But when you discover who you are there, you know, David was a shepherd boy, and he spent all that time anointed doing shepherd work with the sheep. All he had out there was his harp and the sheep. But he wrote songs that nobody listened to. It wasn't a top 10 when he wrote all them songs, and that he was out there by himself with God. See, we want to do stuff and be an overnight wonder, and you'll be an overnight failure. So let God marinate you. In that time, you know, God's healing you. It's not coming with a loud noise. And see, God doesn't come with, you know, blaring stuff. And no, God does stuff quiet. You look around and all of a sudden stuff that used to vex you or you know, offenses you used to carry, they're broken off. Stuff that used to intimidate you is not intimidating you anymore. Now you're more settled into who you authentically are. See, it's when you stop searching for all this stuff starts to find you. People are looking for a lot of stuff, but stop looking for that. Look for God. As you do that, this stuff will start to find you. It will. This is how God works. In those quiet times, you'll begin to recognize his voice. And you got to be able to recognize his voice there so that when he does promote you or bring you into some measure of greatness or exposure, that all the other frequencies in that, you can still distinguish God's voice. That you can honestly say, a stranger, I'm not going to follow. I know the money look good, but nah. Right? I'm going to obey God. Amen? So those quiet times, don't curse them. Don't be mad. Don't think that God has forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. Amen. No, he hasn't. Look at somebody telling right now, God's got you on his mind right now. He's working something in you right now. What he needs from us is not the trying to get. What he needs from us is just surrender. People are afraid of that. That's why I say a lot of people are afraid to get alone because they're afraid of themselves. They're afraid of the real you because there's a Godzilla in there. God wants to free you from Godzilla. And he will. His thoughts toward you are thoughts of peace and not evil. To give you an expected end. Amen? Ask somebody again, what did you say your name was? Go with me in the Bible to Genesis chapter 17. I want to just emphasize the significance of names. Genesis chapter 17. In Genesis 17, we begin this chapter where Abram, he's still Abram, but he's 99, and he's still Abram. Okay, he birthed Ishmael as Abram, not as Abraham. In essence, God gave Abram ample time. I'm going to say this, sow his wild oats. Make all his mistakes. Miss out with God. Get mad with God. 25 years. It took 13 years. God didn't speak to him. But it was at 99. God's appointed time when God appeared to him. And let's read. Verse 1 says, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Verse 5, neither shall your name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. So we see here at 99, God said it's time. Amen. Up until 99. Amen. I said up until 99. Amen. He struggled with his flesh. He struggled with his own opinions, trying to work it out himself. Right?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.